You sound like Charlie Brown's teacher.
Wah, 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 wah.
Up next on American Restoration.
What's this?
Holy smokes. It's a 59 BMW with a sidecar.
I think bikes are like, if you don't take care of them and ride them every now and then they're going to look like this.
Hey, I'm Troy, the redneck picker.
The redneck picker.
That's right, man.
It's important to get a read on a new picker right away. They think they got gold when they really have crap.
I'll go 950.
Rick!
Oh, look at that.
He's usually a tough Marine. See a couple of tears in his eyes. It was definitely worth it.
Look at a man's workbench. You see his passions. His works in progress. The things that drive him crazy. Projects that, you get the point. Anyway, every workbench tells a story, and this is ours, American Restoration. Some of the most challenging projects that we see here at the shop are where a customer starts a restoration and then figures out they're way over their head.
Oh my God, what's this?
Holy smokes. Whatever it is, it looks badass.
Hey guys.
How you doing?
Morning.
Tom.
Good to meet you, Tom.
Tom.
You're Tom?
Tom?
Two Toms.
Tom?
All right, tell me what it is. I give up.
It's a 59 BMW with a sidecar.
Okay, I see the sidecar and I see parts of the BMW.
My dad and I came down here to Rick's Restoration to get the motorcycle and sidecar restored and really excited to get it done.
We started out trying to restore it ourselves, and we realized that it needed a professional hand.
All right, tell me about it.
This was my dad's bike. He got it back in 76.
And it was together?
It was together. He had the engine worked on a little bit. Sidecar was black when he got it. I just want to get it restored.
Did it come with that, this sidecar? Yeah.
The bike itself is a 59 European.
Right.
The sidecar came out of a barn, and then it was a German travel car. There was a special seat that could come out, and you supposedly roll out a mat and sleep in this thing.
Ah, so the guy could actually sleep in it, too?
Right.
Wow.
And
I never even thought of it using it for that.
When I bought it, the engine had a timing gear problem.
Okay.
So it took about 3 years to find the gear, and my intention was to move on to the sidecar.
This bike was torn down back in the 70s and never put back together. This was over 40 years ago, and all I'm thinking about is how many parts are missing from this thing.
So when you tore it apart in one garage?
Yeah.
This is like a big thing, because when you tear things apart, you know things get lost. My guys tear things, next day we lose parts.
Well.
So if this has been a few years where it's torn down, you think it's all here now?
Took it apart, put everything into boxes.
Okay.
And put the boxes up on a shelf.
Okay.
The big pieces sat out.
Right.
And my son came along and looked at this and said, maybe we should
do something with this thing in the corner. I think that's cool.
All right, so Rick, you've seen it, you've heard it. What do you think it's all gonna cost?
Cost? Well, I'm only going by what you guys are saying. It sounds like it was together. It sounds like it ran before. I'm looking probably right around 12 grand to do it.
Let's do it.
Awesome. Right. Thanks, guys. Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much for bringing it. It's very cool. It's something I've never done.
The fact that this bike has been torn down and sitting around for years has got me worried. I normally love to restore bikes, but this one has the potential to be a huge pain in the ass. This bike is going to be a huge project, and we're going to need some expert advice. So while we're waiting on the motorcycle gurus, I've got some other things to take care of.
Kyle, Cowboy, come to my office, please.
You too, Dave.
I can barely hear you, Rick.
Well, you heard me. That's the main thing.
You sound like Charlie Brown's teacher.
Wah, 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 wah.
Well, at least you heard something. You came a running. All right, this is the deal. I wanted to put up a PA. I want to be able to, in case there's a job or something I need you to do, I just give you a quick, eh, this is what we need to do, so you know about it, you hear about it. At the same time, if we need to have a meeting or something, I can just call you out.
That's just laziness. Things been running great at the shop without an intercom system. Why do we need one now? He's got Tyler for that. Looks like we're at Walmart.
Sounds like we're at Walmart.
I just want to make sure you guys heard me. Get back to work.
Hey, Rick. I got a customer over here that want to see you.
Hey, I'm Rick. Good to meet you.
Hi, I'm Dan. Nice to meet you.
Dan, good to meet you. Let's can we go over here? Let's go right over here. Take out in a little shade.
see what you got. Thanks, Vons.
So, what do we got here?
Oh, wow.
I have a little pencil dispenser.
This is pretty cool. I've never seen one of those. Where did you get this?
Found it online. My great aunt had one in her butcher shop grocery store. She didn't like people coming in and borrowing her pencils.
Right.
And I just seen one online and had to have it. It just brought back old memories when I seen it. When you're getting old, memories are nice to have.
It's a cool machine. I've never seen anything like this. It looks 40s, but 5 cents for a pencil in the 40s, it was insane.
Boy, it might be repainted from what I see.
You know how it used to work?
There's a little box right in down in here, and what it would do is when you put the nickel in here and you push this down, it would actually activate this on it.
How can you see it done?
Well, my plan is get it restored and working, and I want to donate it to the Nevada chapter of Paralyzed Veterans of America as a fundraiser for them.
So you're going to raffle it off?
We're going to raffle it off and try to make sure they get their benefits and their wheelchairs and all the medication that they need.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. That's a great cause.
I love doing every project I do here at my shop, but it's jobs like this that are really special to me because all the hard work goes to a good cause.
What we'll do is we'll take it apart, and then we'll start sandblasting pieces. Sandblast the base, sandblast this portion here, and then we'll go ahead and redo all this glass. So we'll get it all done, all painted in the color that it's supposed to be, all working properly. The whole thing done together, I'm looking $600 probably, do the whole thing. And then you're going to have no problem raffling it off, because I'm going to do a killer job on this thing.
Well, sounds good.
All right, well, I'm excited to get started on it. Let's go in the office, and we'll take care of some paperwork from there.
Get out of the heat.
Yeah, get out of the heat. Thank you. Thanks for bringing it
by. Thank you.
Earlier, I had a customer drop off an old BMW motorcycle with a sidecar. I called in a real motorcycle guru, Magic Mike, because when it got here, it was in pieces, and I have no idea what parts could be missing.
Magic Mike, how the heck are you?
Hey, Rick, what's up, bud?
How much have you been?
Old, ugly, tired, mean, fat, and broke.
Okay.
I fix motorcycles. I don't just like riding, I love riding. I mean, if I could ride around naked, I probably would, and I have, so.
Here it is. This is like a 59 BMW, you know, on the bike end of it. What do you think?
I think bikes are like, if you don't take care of them and ride them every now and then they're going to look like this.
Magic Mike is a real character, but he definitely knows his stuff. This bike and sidecar are really unique, and it's hard to know if it's all here. So if anything needs a little magic, it's this project.
I mean, well, you've got the engine, crankcase.
Right.
There's your pistons and rings.
Okay, so that box just got here.
That's right. A plus. Spark plug. Caps. Push rods and clutch.
Okay.
It looks like he's got the main parts here.
Okay.
And they look like they're in pretty good shape.
Okay.
For its age, it's extremely good condition. It's just very dismantled. So it's the small pieces that you're gonna have to worry about.
Okay.
If you need anything, go through it, you find anything you don't have or can't find or anything like that, we'll take care of it for you.
Okay. Awesome. That sounds awesome, Mike. Thanks, buddy.
Take it easy.
See you later. Take care. Ride safe. I'll see you later.
I think it's gonna be badass. I mean, any way you go about it, this is gonna be one bike that I'd really like to say, yeah, I saw that when it was trash. You know what I mean?
All right, on today's schedule, Kyle, I need you to assemble the 81 as soon as possible.
Kyle, boy, I need you to polish the popcorn and to get it ready for Kyle ASAP. That's today's schedule.
Thank you.
You.
The next time Rick bosses me around this intercom, he's gonna find it up his ass. All that's done, Tyler.
Well, what do you want me to do?
I finished that pump the end of last week.
He's just trying to make it more efficient.
My dad set up this new intercom system for the shop. It's got all the guys super bent out of shape. But as the foreman, it's my job to back up my dad no matter what. He's talking about how big this place is, and everybody's in a different spot at a different time, so he can make everybody do one thing.
Yeah, but he's sitting behind his desk. He don't know what's going on out here.
I need you to get the pencil dispenser to Ted for paint. ASAP.
I did that a long time ago. Forget what I just said. The last thing my dad needs is a microphone.
He's wasting his breath.
cool.
Ron gave me the heads up that a picker friend of his is gonna swing by the shop today. In my business, it's crucial to make new contacts with good finds.
Hey, I'm Troy, the redneck picker.
The redneck picker.
That's right, man.
Well, good to meet you.
If you like what I got, we could probably have a good, long-lasting relationship.
I'm ready.
It's important to get a read on a new picker right away. Sometimes people know what they got. Other times they think they got gold when they really have crap.
Yeah. Like this little 1950s EVAP cooler?
Yeah.
I mean, what a perfect place for it. It's dry, it's hot in Vegas.
Yeah, it's a car cooler.
I mean, I think that'd be a great sell right there.
This evaporation cooler is actually pretty collectible. They were an after-sale add-on product for cars since the 1930s. They work best in low humidity, so they're really popular in the Southwest.
This is pretty cool. Old Fairbanks Morse hit and miss engine.
There's a big collectible thing with
this.
They sit around, they let them run, pop, pop, pop.
When these things are spinning, what they do is run other pieces of farm equipment, like a well.
Right.
It might be a saw. It would actually run a generator as well.
Right.
Yeah, it's a good piece. I like it.
What's that?
That goes to the corn sheller.
Oh.
That's a cool piece because it's you know, wood and steel, and still has decent graphics, and it's all there. You know, you put your corn, you know, in there, and you just turn that around, and it'll peel all the corn pieces of corn off of it. It goes right down the chute in a bucket, and the cob comes out, and you feed it to the pigs.
No friggin' way.
Yeah, no, this is exactly what that is. It's a sharp piece.
It's got wood, it's got steel. It's very artistic, it's got some graphics on it. It says a lot about heritage and how we used to do stuff. Things giving me goosebumps. I love that piece.
Good deal. There's a couple pieces I have on the trailer that I know Rick is stoked about because, I mean, for gosh sakes, the guy said he got goosebumps about my corn shucker.
Okay, the whole package that I want here,
I'll
give you $800 for all of it.
I'll go $950.
You got like these poker face glasses on, you know? So I really can't tell. I can't see your eyes.
All right, here you go.
Yeah, there you
$950.
Last one. $850. Last one.
You know what? I'm going to tell you why I'm going to take your deal.
Okay.
Because I'll save that extra $50 in gas going back to Southern California with less of a load. All right, my friend.
Cool.
Thank you very much.
Awesome.
Appreciate it.
Anytime you get a load, you come back here.
I will.
You're my new man.
All right, cool.
Thanks,
Rick. I had a great time coming to Rick's. The best part about this is I got invited back.
We've been working on a really cool BMW bike with a sidecar. Safety is a top priority on this project. So I'm gonna have my guys build an additional support frame to reinforce the whole sidecar. When this thing's done structurally, it's gonna be 10 times stronger than it was before.
Trying to call customers.
But you're over the intercom. Everybody can hear you.
Out there?
Out everywhere. That's not how that works. Now, I'm just over it. All this loudspeaker thing is loud. Don't use that phone.
Rick, if you can hear me, the system blows.
You don't even know how to use a phone? What a boob.
I want you to see this in the sun because it looks bad to the bone,
okay?
All right, so it's over here.
I'm here today to pick up my pencil dispenser that I had Rick restore. I'm donating this to the Nevada Paralyzed Veterans of America, so very excited to see it.
Okay, so you remember, Dan, I told you that I was gonna do some research on it. So I did some research, very little to be found. This thing is rare. As far as the shape of it, the size of it, the color of it, everything's rare. Are you ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, here we go.
One, two, three. Oh, wow, that's excellent. That looks like a different machine, Greg. When Rick showed me the machine, it just, wow, just blew me away. It's just gorgeous, so much nicer than I thought it would be.
The green, this is called hammer tone. It looks like a hammered finish, but this is a very industrial paint job.
You got great tasting color.
On this faceplate, we redid it totally. We went and redid all the lettering and all that green and everything. And then, of course, when we went and put the pencils in there, so the yellow with the greens, the lime green and the darker green, it definitely makes it pop.
It looks really good.
Yeah.
This is beautiful. I have absolutely no complaints at all. Nowhere near what I expected. It's just gorgeous.
When we took it apart, there was some rust, so we ended up going through it and cleaning it all up and getting it all fixed.
One of the things I was trying to research was if it really was 5 cents the whole time.
And what I found was that the machine was not from the 40s. It was manufactured in 1951, and at that time, the pencils were actually 5 cents.
Outstanding.
Yeah.
Does it work?
Well, it should.
Well, you got a nickel. I'm too cheap.
Yeah, I got a nickel. There's a nickel. There you go.
Try it out. Okay, we'll give it a try.
There you go.
Wow. I love that. That's excellent. I really do. The way this looks, Rick, I'm positive that it's going to do excellent and make the Paralyzed Veterans of America some money on this.
Awesome. That's awesome. That's good. I'm glad to be part of that. I'm really honored to be able to restore this piece for the Veterans Raffle. Hopefully, this thing will raise a lot of money to benefit paralyzed veterans all over Nevada.
Here in our boneyard, we have a variety of different makes and models and manufacturers of soda machines, each one of them holding their own special value. So out of these three machines, which do you think is the most sought after by the serious collector? A, the Coca-Cola Vendo 39. B, the Coca-Cola Cavalier 72. Or C, the Royal Crown Ventilator 81. The answer and more coming up. Of these three machines, which is the most highly collectible? The answer is C, the Royal Crown Ventilator 81.
This thing is worth $15,000 as it sits, and there was only a few hundred of them made.
So if you're lucky enough to find this bad boy, you better buy it, and you better buy it right, period.
Baby Cakes, can you bring the paperwork for that job for the fan?
Baby Cakes.
Baby Cakes.
Get on the ball there, Baby Cakes.
Where did that come from?
God.
Honey Buns, can you bring the invoice for the job for the Coke machine, Cavalier 72?
Come on, Honey Buns.
Newlyweds.
Hey, Sugarlips, when you come to my office, can you bring the paperwork for the fan and also for that one Coke machine that we're having problems with?
This is enough of this. Oh, my God.
One more.
Ain't that sweet.
I don't know what these two are trying to do at work, but they need to do this stuff at home. I'll just have to keep calling them these little nicknames until that intercom comes down permanently.
Sweet cheeks.
Excited?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm ready to go.
I saw Rick out here earlier. Rick?
We're here today to pick up our BMW motorcycle with sidecar. When I gave this to Rick, we had taken it apart. Everything was in bags and boxes, so I'm very excited to see this.
Rick!
Uh-oh.
Oh,
my gosh. Look at that. Oh, man.
It's a drive-by. What do you think?
That is unbelievable.
Oh, my God.
When Rick turned the corner, I was 24 again. I saw the bike. It was like the first time I saw it in its real glory.
Oh, Rick, this looks great.
Look a little different than it did before?
Wow. Oh, my God.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
We dropped off, came in a crate.
You're absolutely right. I was a little leery of a box of parts, a little leery. So what we had to do, you know, one of the carburetors, somebody had drilled out one of the jets, so we had to put a sleeve in there 3 millimeters thick to hold the jet so it wouldn't leak. So we fixed all the carburetors, drive line, everything. I mean, everything on this thing's been gone through. I mean, every single nut and bolt's come off it. All the aluminum and all the chrome was pitted and rusted, and it was bad. It was bad. So getting stuff all shiny again took a little bit.
A little buffing.
A lot of buffing.
Oh,
this is nice, Rick.
Oh, yeah. The seat was done by our upholsterer, and that is top-grade leather. Now, that in there is like riding in a Cadillac, that thing. And I was really worried about the safety.
Yeah.
So we went and did a whole roll cage.
Wow.
I would never have thought to put a roll in there.
Well, what it is it's that really nice thick wall tubing as to where, and it's three rows deep and it's all the way around and it's got cross braces.
This is incredible. This is absolutely incredible.
So you guys, you want to ride?
Yeah.
You guys want to ride?
Let's ride.
All right.
Right.
Oh. Good.
Current.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's nice.
For you? Hold on.
They look like they're having fun.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Yeah. Woo-hoo! How's that, huh? No. Is that like you remembered as a kid?
Yeah.
Purrs like a kitten.
Right on.
Kind of brings back memories. It's enough to make a grown man cry. To look at this and know how much went into it, how long it took to get here. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Awesome. From father to son, thank you very much.
It was great to see my dad's reaction. I've never seen him react like that to anything, and he's usually a tough Marine, but see a couple of tears in his eyes was a good thing to see. It was definitely worth it.
Get a beer, Kyle. Sweet pea, what you doing up there on that ladder? Oh. You taking down the intercom?
And I'm working right now, you know? I'm working, you guys are finished. You have finished for today? You need to leave. See you later, have a great day.
Oh. That's a nice nickname you got there.
Kelly was all over the intercom with that.
Yeah? Oh, that must have been fun.
Baby Cakes, you need any help with that?
Cowboy, I don't need no help with this. I need you to get the hell out of here. If you want to come back tomorrow, I don't need no more hard time.
I have to ask her where it came from. Come on, Cowboy.
Beer 30.
That didn't last too long, did it?
Nope.